Please be seated. We have been truly blessed this week to have Sister Ellie Finlay with us, sharing her words of encouragement and her counsel and her contemplative practices. If you were not here at any of the Lenten retreat events, boy, you missed out. But you have one final opportunity to hear some true wisdom. Please welcome Sister Ellie Finlay.
Thank you. In the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., there is a stunning painting that depicts the story of the prodigal son. There in the center is the father, leaning, arms open to embrace. The younger son has clearly stumbled on his way in. He's kind of wobbly and half kneeling. He's wearing rags, so you can tell he's been through a rough time. Intriguingly, in this painting, there's a little dog right there at the feet of the younger son, just having the greatest time, clearly thrilled that his favorite boy is home. Now, the other details show us the rest of the story. Coming in from the left, there is a young boy leading a calf. An older servant is right behind him, carrying an ominous axe to slaughter that calf. Over on the right, there is a servant dressed quite lavishly, holding a large silver platter. And on that platter, we see the clothes, the new clothes, the best robe that is to be put on the younger son. Right there is still another servant holding up a ring so that the viewer of the painting can see clearly what it is. Everyone looks happy except for one character in the painting. Over on the left, very much in the shadows, we see a face contorted with unhappiness. This is the elder brother. You can see the envy and the resentment on his face. He's glowering, clearly miserable. Resentment poisons our lives, doesn't it? It poisons the way we are feeling inside, and it poisons the atmosphere around us, actually, quite easily. And we find resentment in many situations. Sometimes it's toward an individual. Sometimes it's toward a group. When I lived in Ireland, there was a lot of resentment between the two major groups of Protestant and Catholic. The story is told about a Protestant minister, a Catholic priest, and a Jewish rabbi who, of course, went into a bar and were having an animated discussion about how to solve the conflict there. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and agreed to grant each of the men one wish. The Protestant minister went first. "My wish is to banish all the Catholics from Ireland. Then we will have reliable peace in our land. So then it was the priest's turn. Oh no, let's get rid of all the Protestants in Ireland, and then we will have peace in our land. The rabbi was silent. The angel said to the rabbi, "Have you no wish for yourself?" The rabbi paused and thought, and then he said, "No, just grant the wishes of these other two men, and I will be happy." People get banished. People are excluded. That's what resentment does. I remember reading one time about a poet being interviewed who was asked, "What is the ugliest word in the English language?" And the man thought for a minute and he said, "The ugliest word is exclusive." The ugliest word is exclusive. That's what resentment does. I want to share with you about a concept, a principle, really, that is the exact opposite of resentment. It's something that I learned, interestingly, from Tibetan meditation teachers. They have a principle known as sympathetic joy. Sympathetic joy. We're not used to those two words together, are we? We think of being sympathetic as feeling sorry for someone when something bad has happened, when the person has had a loss. But sympathy, being in sympathy, means solidarity, means sharing the outlook of the other. Sympathetic joy is that capacity for celebrating when someone else has had success, when someone else has had a good thing happen in his or her life. Sympathetic joy. Well now, what happens when we do not have sympathetic joy? We've already seen that envy and resentment are the opposites of sympathetic joy. There's also a particularly ugly kind of attitude for which we have no good word in English. But the Germans have a word for it. You may have heard of it. That word is Schadenfreude. And it means pleasure at someone else's pain. We're going to be seeing a lot of Schadenfreude for the rest of this election year. You know, one party or one candidate really messes up, and then everybody who supports the other candidate is, oh, just thrilled. Schadenfreude, pleasure at another misfortune or pain. Sympathetic joy, on the other hand, sound effects. Sympathetic joy is that ability to celebrate when something good has happened. You know, I do a lot of counseling in my ministry in Tulsa. And from time to time, someone comes to see me, and basically what that person has to share is something wonderful. And we spend the hour celebrating together, just talking, processing that good thing. And sometimes, and I'll share with you, this breaks my heart a little bit, sometimes the person will get up to leave at the end and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have a problem today. I think I've wasted your time." Oh, far from it. It is so important to celebrate with someone as part of being a support to that person and to allow someone to celebrate with us. Now, think for a minute, there's a more subtle way of not having sympathetic joy. Have you ever had something quite wonderful happen and you were excited about it and you wanted to share it and you told your friend or family member and that person said, "Oh, that's nice," and then kind of changed the subject and you felt kind of deflated, kind of, "Oh, that person threw a wet blanket on my delight, my pleasure, my ability to celebrate." And so I want to recommend to all of us that we look for ways to experience and express sympathetic joy, to be alongside and truly in sympathy, in solidarity with the other person who is delighting, who is happy about something, so that we can say with that wonderfully compassionate father to the elder son, "You can celebrate too, because your brother was dead and now he's alive. Your brother was lost and now he's found." Amen.
Amen.